KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny and breezy today with a high near 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Creston police arrested three people on OWI charges over the weekend. Early Saturday morning, 38-year-old Shane Lee Sandin of Creston was arrested for OWI second offense. Early Sunday morning, Creston police arrested 21-year-old Robert Paul Campbell of Orient for OWI first offense and 53-year-old Philip Allen Hansen of Creston for OWI second offense. Sandin and Hansen were being held in the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond each, while Campbell's bond was set at $1,000. Three area school district boards of education will hold their regular monthly meetings this evening. The Griswold School Board meeting begins at 5:45 in the central office boardroom, and during their session, the board will receive updates on the fully automated timing system, sports lighting, and security system. They'll also act on setting the 2015-16 school calendar, 2015 graduates, and an evaluation of Superintendent Dana Kunze. The Exira Elkhorn Kibbleton School Board will meet at 6 p.m. in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school in Elkhorn. And during that meeting, the board will hold a public hearing on the 2015-16 school budget, followed later in the meeting by action on approving the budget. Other action items include approving the resignations of Kara Wilson as fourth grade teacher and Connie Wyatt, head volleyball coach, and the approval of continued discussions with Audubon with regard to the sharing of wrestling. And the Atlantic School Board will meet in the High School Media Center at 7:30. During their session, the board will act on approving a recommendation for 2014-15 snow days makeup, 2015-16 lunch prices, bread and milk bids, ratifying the certified employees' 2015-16 tentative agreement and the termination of a reading as fundamental or RIF teacher contract, along with a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system recommendation. Three Western Iowa men graduated Friday from the 39th Iowa Department of Public Safety Basic Academy. The three were among nine recruits to be sworn in as peace officers for the state of Iowa during the commencement ceremony held at the Iowa Army National Guard Freedom Center at Camp Dodge. Trooper Austin Farver from Atlantic is assigned to District 16. Trooper Farver attended Des Moines Area Community College, where he obtained his associate's degree in criminal justice. Trooper Michael Canis from Corning is assigned to District 3. He attended Iowa State University, majoring in criminal justice. And Trooper Matthew Reyes from Council Bluffs is assigned to District 16. Matt attended Thomas Jefferson High School in Council Bluffs, and while in high school, he took college classes through Iowa Western Community College. For the past 21 weeks, the recruits have completed courses on laws of arrest, search and seizures, defensive tactics, arrest techniques, precision driving, firearms, emergency management services, criminal law, human relations, physical fitness, and motor vehicle law, along with many other courses. The seven nonprofit groups or agencies in Audubon County were awarded checks Friday amounting to $103,866 from the Audubon County Community Foundation. ACCF Chair Brent Earlmeyer presented the checks to the representatives of the groups or organizations. The grant recipients and their projects include Audubon Chamber of Commerce, $7,500 for an LED sign for the John James Audubon City Park. Audubon Community Schools, $7,500 for funds for lights around the track for public walking in the early morning and evening. The Audubon County Early Childhood Organization, Expand Child Care Center at the Friendship Home, received $27,122. Audubon Recreation Foundation received $27,122 for funding for the construction of a recreation center. Exira Community Club, Exira Rec Center renovations and upgrades, $27,122. Exira Lions Club received $2,500 for tables and chairs for the serving area. And the Exira Park Committee, City of Exira, received $5,000 for the Exira Flood Memorial Park signage and walkway improvements. All the grantees met the criteria as Audubon County nonprofit agencies or organizations with charitable missions in the areas of civic, cultural, health, education, and social services. And only organizations providing services in Audubon County were eligible. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, two former egg industry executives are scheduled to be sentenced in Sioux City this morning for their roles in a 2010 salmonella outbreak that sickened thousands of people. Austin Jack DeCoster and his son Peter DeCoster pleaded guilty last June to misdemeanor charges of shipping adulterated food. The two hope to avoid jail time, but prosecutors have argued for tough punishment because of the widespread harm caused by the outbreak. Prosecutors also say the DeCosters knew their Iowa egg facilities were at risk for contamination. Federal health officials linked 1,939 illnesses to the 2010 outbreak, but they estimate that up to 56,000 people may have been sickened. The Quality Egg Company agreed to pay a $6.8 million fine as part of a plea agreement, and the DeCosters will pay $100,000 apiece. Iowa farmers' efforts to control the spread of nitrates in recent years appears to be helping, but research shows that levels of the fertilizer byproduct have soared in the state's major rivers. The Des Moines Register reports that nitrate levels have more than tripled since the 1950s to more than 7 milligrams per liter in 2010. Researcher Keith Schilling says the upward trend in nitrate levels is unmistakable. Schilling studies nitrate levels for the Iowa Geological Survey at the University of Iowa. Last month, the Des Moines Water Works sued Buena Vista, Calhoun, and Sac counties over high nitrate levels. The utility has invested in costly measures to control nitrates in drinking water. And Hillary Clinton launched her 2016 presidential campaign Sunday afternoon with a video. She promised to hit the road, and as Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports, her first stops on the journey will be in Iowa.
It's called a listening tour. Her first stop is in Monticello on Wednesday. The Clinton campaign has planned a roundtable discussion with students and educators at a community college facility. On Wednesday, Clinton will tour Capital City Fruit. It's a family-owned business in Norwalk. Then she'll chat with other small business owners there. These events are for invited guests and are not open to the public. According to Clinton's campaign, this two-day trip will be the first of many conversations she'll have with Iowans. Clinton will hold a series of private meetings this week with Iowa activists. Her first big rally and major campaign speech will not happen until May. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And a celebrity chef is coming to Cass County later this month. Chef Rory Schapizzi will be in Griswold on Saturday, April 25th as part of the Diabetes Academy. Schapizzi is well known from being a finalist on the popular TV reality series The Next Food Network Star. Chef Schapizzi will show how to make a low-carb, full-flavor dish and share favorite healthy recipes. Attendees will be able to taste samples of her recipes at the event. Also during that event, diabetes educators will teach Diabetes 101 and staying healthy. Anyone diagnosed with diabetes, pre-diabetes, or has a friend or family member with diabetes is encouraged to attend. The event will be held at 2 p.m. on April 25th at the Griswold Community Building. And you should RSVP, make your reservations by Tuesday, April 21st. To do so, call 712-243-7834. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.